I'm Matt Holzman with The Business Brief, a guide to what's happening in and around the business this week. For years, we've been hearing about the digital future, a bright, shiny time when all of our home entertainment will come from one simple box. No longer will your house be cluttered with a computer, a cable box, a stereo, a DVD player, and a TV. Well, that time is still not here. Sure, we're working feverishly on a digital pipe big enough to handle all that time-killing fun, and it will take a while for John Q. Public to adopt new ways of doing things. But it's the studios that are really having a hard time adjusting to the future. Let's face it, they've got control issues. Even the devastation wrought on the music business by not dealing with the internet hasn't been enough to change their ways. Enter a turtlenecked guy from Northern California that has been dragging the studio suits out of their comfort zone. Apple's iTunes created a market that only piracy was filling for downloadable music. And now Steve Jobs is doing the same for movies and television.
What about that big screen flat TV you just bought last weekend? You'd love to be able to, say, watch your movies on that, right? Do I want to string cables throughout my house? Because my computer's probably in my den or in my some other room in the house, and my TV is in the living room or wherever it might be. So I'm going to talk to it using wireless networking.
Though the technorati have their issues with Apple TV, as it's called, the new box that's supposed to let you buy music and movies from the internet and pipe them around the house wirelessly, it's still the closest thing we've seen to that integrated entertainment center of the future. Terrified at the thought of Apple's digital home entertainment hegemony, the studios have finally started to experiment in earnest. Last week, the big buzz was about Hulu.
Hulu will officially launch on Wednesday.
The video streaming website Hulu plans to lift its veil of secrecy this month.
The new site has been named Hulu because, according to the CEO, it's fun.
Hulu is the joint online venture from Fox and NBC that streams Hollywood entertainment from some 50 partners for free. Their business model is ad-supported, like that old piece of technology you remember, television. About the same time, Paramount launched Vuzu, a free application on the social networking site Facebook that allows you to grab a clip from just about any Paramount movie. Like what you see, there's a convenient link to Amazon so you can buy the full DVD. Celebrities often seem to die in threes, and new technology seems to appear in threes. There's also Vudu, that's V-U-D-U. It's literally a black box that sits on top of your TV and should allow you to download from a library of thousands of movies and television, many in high definition. You don't need a computer, you don't need cable, just a high-speed internet connection, and you're on Cinema Cloud 9. Hulu and Vuzu and Vudu are all fun to say, and they might even make a little money, but they're also somewhat half-hearted, and they continue to treat new media as a space that needs to be owned instead of a new place to make money for all of Hollywood. After all, would each studio try to develop their own chain of movie theaters, each with a different way of buying tickets? Well, they would, but you know what I mean. Here's a piece of advice as the studios step into the unknown. Jim Keyes is the new CEO of Blockbuster, the troubled video chain. As he faces the challenges of the digital world, he's keeping in mind the words of Joe Thompson, one of the founders of his previous employer, 7-Eleven.
Convenience will never die. Products and services will come and go, but customers will always need convenience.
As the music industry found out the hard way, if it's not convenient, consumers will find another way to get what they want, and they may just skip the part where they pay. You can hear more from Jim Keyes next Monday on The Business. For KCRW, I'm Matt Holzman, and that's The Business Brief.